Alvin, A-L-V-I-N, Moore, M-O-R-E, 72055, 67-year-old gentleman, 68-year-old gentleman from East Texas, has family in Trinidad, G-R-I-N-I-D-A-D, Texas. He has, he's not married. He has one daughter, one son that they leave out of town, period. New paragraph. About a year ago, he was found wandering in the streets of Houston because of confusion. He has a history of Alzheimer's dementia, and neurocognitive disorder, period. New paragraph. Subsequently, he went to Bentaub, B-E-N-T-A-U-B hospital, and then was placed in a group home on Doulton, D-O-U-L-T-O-N Street here in Houston, period. He suffers from hypertension, BPH. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. He has to wear two diapers because he likes to take his diapers off and becomes very, very belligerent, period. New paragraph, he cusses out the nurses, in quotation, gets very angry, sometimes becomes physical, period. His current medication, Seroquel 50 milligram, is not helping him at this time. COVID immunization, up to date. Medication, nifedipine 90 XL once a day, Flomax 0.4 once a day, clonidine 0.1 BID, aspirin 81 milligram a day, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram a day, Seroquel 50 milligram a day. Allergy, non-social. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He lives in a group home but has had a history of drug abuse in the past. Most likely has done construction work. Surgery, no recent surgeries reported. Case was discussed with Edna. Edna is his primary caregiver and is able to give me a very good history regarding his condition and what has happened to him in the past 3 to 6 months, period. He's at high risk of fall. He's eating less. He's become much more confused. He has severe sundowner syndrome. He's very agitated from time to time. And he's no longer oriented to person, place, or time. He has flashbacks to his previous life and needs to be redirected, period. Family history, strongly positive for diabetes, PVD, and coronary artery disease. Last hospitalization took place at Bentaub, as was discussed above. Review of system. As above, confusion, disorientation, bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent, weight loss, and appetite, decreased appetite noted. Medical problems. He's had a history of CVA, most likely related to uncontrolled hypertension, dementia, consistent with neurocognitive disorder, anxiety, BPH, and other symptoms that was mentioned above. On exam, he weighs 113 over 82, 98%, 62. Pulse, afebrile, heart, positive, small, positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck show, JVD, skin shows, no rash around mucosa with anilesion. There's decreased turgor noted on the skin, and also there's muscle wasting noted about the lower extremities. Assessment number one, here we have a 78-year-old gentleman, or 79 now, actually. Sorry, it's 79. No, wait. 69. I'm so sorry. 69-year-old gentleman with advanced dementia of neurocognitive disorder type, period. Patient is agitated. He requires Seroquel on a regular basis, which should be increased. I'm going to discuss this with the medical director regarding a copy of my notes today. Increase Seroquel to at least 100 milligram at nighttime. Expect patient to sleep more for the first few days. Or a few nights. Also, he needs lorazepam, 1 milligram as needed on a PRN basis, period. New paragraph, decreased weight is unavoidable. Next number is hypertension control. Next number is BPH. Next number is blood pressure is slightly low. Next number may reduce the nifedipine from 90 to 60 XL. With the weight loss, he may not need as much blood pressure medication. Next number is the clonidine should be decreased slowly because of rebound effects. Next number is next number's overall prognosis is quite poor given his advanced dementia. If given the natural progression of his disease, most likely he has less than 6 months to live. Next number is finally discussed with Edna and the hospice nurses at the time of evaluation. Thank you.